has big eyes. It sometimes hovers around ponds. They're about this long.
Well, honey, I just hardly know what to say about that is, but this, a long time ago, you know, and we didn't have no ponds, and you'd go to the river, and it'd be a big old thing about that way, more than late in the afternoon, and it had a big long tail back there, and its wings would be this way. We called it skill hawk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We called it skill hawk. That's what we called it. Skill hawk.
Okay. What do you call an insect that's sort of like a wasp, but it builds a nest out of mud?
That's called a hornet.
Okay, and there's another kind too that I'm trying to get you to say. Some people say it doesn't sting. Makes its nest out of dirt.
Well, honey, we don't have none here, but the hornets build nests in the ground. That's all that I know anything of.
Okay, what about dirt daubers? Do you have any of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have some. Okay. And then we have what they call wasps here. They have wasp nests.
That ripen underneath the ground.
Well, now, I just have a part of nothing more than peanuts. They on the ground. And
have you ever heard them called anything else?
No, I sure have. Nothing peanuts out of the ground.
You ever heard them called gunthers?
Huh?
Gunthers.
No, that's
yes, ma'am, it's North Georgia, or not a North Georgia, it's a northern term for peanut goobers.
I
okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, say for instance, the father has a big nose and the boy has a big nose, you'd say, the boy what, his father?
Well, you know, a lot of people say they inherit things like that, don't you?
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people don't believe in things like that.
Would you ever use an expression like
bit name
favors or features or?
Yeah, that's they were daddy, they were his mother, you know, about the air, the big nose like his dad, yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Well, suppose he doesn't look like his dad, but he acts like his dad. What would you say then? The boy what, his father?
Well, I would hardly know what to say. If he teaches his daddy, if he has ways like his daddy.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, who isn't a nurse?
That's a midwife.
They're not used so much anymore, are they?
Huh? Oh, no.
Yes, they are. They're coming back in. They're
coming
teaching.
Back.
They are actually...
I read something in the paper that they're about a midwife.
They okay. are actually teaching women to be midwives, so it'll give the doctors more time on things that they are needed for, besides giving birth, besides delivering children.
Good idea.
I think so. They have to have so much.
We have an old midwife here. She's 93 years old. She's
wow.
colorized.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Talking about Aunt Matt Burke.
Mm-hmm. She's red, white, and black. Back in my mama's days with her, and her to go, and since I was married, she's been some wife.
Okay, suppose a city person came to the country. What might the country people call it behind its back?
City person came to town.